I'm Gabby Hall, and today I'll be interviewing Beatriz Mendez-Gandica from Microsoft about her work at Microsoft and what it means to be a woman in STEM. Thank you for joining us, Beatriz. To start us off, could you just talk a little bit about who you are and what it is you do?
So my name is Beatriz Mendez-Gandica. I go by Bea, and what I do is a senior program manager at Microsoft. And I work on a brand new team that is on Azure, which is Microsoft Cloud, that focuses on billing. So how do we aggregate data in terms of usage and then send it to the customer? That's what I work on. So you can think of it about some sort of like big data team. That's what I've been working on. And then I also run a nonprofit, a 501c3 called Nuevo Foundation, where we teach kids that come from underrepresented backgrounds how to code.
That's awesome. What inspired you to start the Nuevo Foundation?
Yeah, so I learned how to code in university. So for some, that's pretty late. There's all the people that are in the same boat as I am. But I wanted to give opportunities to the next generation of students, opportunities that I didn't have. So for me, it's important that kids that are in elementary or in middle school or in high school have at least some sort of introduction or some sort of classes where they can see what computer science looks like. And then they are well informed to decide if this is for them or not. If it is, awesome, at least you know. And you don't have to wait for me till you go to college to find out. And if it's not, that's fine too. But at least it's a decision based on something that you try and not a decision based on the unknown or just thinking that coding is for certain people or for certain gender or for certain X, Y, or Z. So I think that that's part of the inspiration. And second, I grew up in a family where we were very into giving back. Just if it's food or if it was time or if it was medicines or a visit or anything like that, that was very something close that I did with my grandpa. So I had to give back. And that was one of the ways that I figured that I could help out the community.
That's beautiful. So your whole goal with the Nuevo Foundation is to inspire people to get into computer science or just to expose them to, you know, what computer science is like. So for you personally, how did you get into computer science?
How I got into it was in college. I broke a computer, we got it to work, and that was super fun. But for me, it has always been, I like the impact that tech has on people's life. I've been working as a PM for a while now, and I enjoy it. But in terms of like computer science as computer science, I took some classes in college, but I went for school for something called information systems. So it's not quite computer science. So it's half like computer science and half business. And that's the route that I took. Again, I wasn't sure that there was a subject or a career called computer science. Mm-hmm.
So you're clearly very, very involved in the community. What does community mean to you?
So for me, it's the people that you somehow are close by because of either nationality, race, language, food, your passion, something in common, some sort of cause. So where there's something in common, you might not agree 100% with the other person, but there's something bigger than those disagreements that keeps you together. So for me, my community is folks that are underrepresented, folks that are Latino, Hispanic, women, and then other communities. Like I go to the gym, so I like people that also like to work out. I play racquetball. I like to travel. Those kind of things. But it's something that some sort of similarity that you share or some passion that's similar to other folks.
So do you have a mentor or someone that mentored you? And if so, what do you feel the value of mentorship is?
Yeah, I've been super lucky and have many mentors across my career and also in college. I think that folks that are listening to this should find a mentor. A mentor can be your parents, can be your uncle, can be your cousin, can be your teacher, can be your professor at college that you get along with, but also not some, you can get along with that person, but that person also have to be someone that can tell you when you're going in the wrong direction, that you're going in the wrong direction. And also you should be able to take it. And something that I also think about mentorship is not just one way. It's not because someone is older than you or because someone has a title or because someone this or that. It's only that person helping you out. I think when mentorship works at its best is when it's bi-directional, where you have certain things that you can help your mentor with, and then you're taking in from that mentor some other skills as well. But that's what I've seen, that it works great. And sometimes you need a mentor like every week. Sometimes you need a mentor once a year. So it really depends on the skills that you're looking for, that you're trying to improve, or that you're trying to get better at, for you to have that need. But I suggest at least you have three. If you can have more, absolutely. But someone that is on your same line, meaning focus on the type of work or the type of career or the type of specialty that you're looking for, someone that has not that necessarily the same line, but part of the same industry, if you're at work, and then somebody else more on your personal growth. I think like once you're in college, you experience certain aspects of life, but then once you start working, something else happened, right? And how do you handle that? And I think that was useful, at least for me.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you're working at Microsoft now. How do you feel being a Latino woman is impacting your role within Microsoft?
So for me, the most important thing is how do we make sure that I'm able to bring other women and other Latinas to tech? That to me, it's something that's important to me. I want to make sure that we have the entire rainbow in every team. Not just one color, not just one race, not just one gender, but how do we make sure that we're truly diverse and also inclusive when it comes to the workplace?
So you say that you work on the Microsoft Azure. So what does your day-to-day look like, if you can give me some kind of idea of that?
Yeah, so Azure is huge. Like you have a lot of services that start from something like a SQL database to a virtual machine to a Power BI. So there are a lot of teams in Azure. A day in the life of a PM or a program manager, that really depends on the team. There are going to be PMs that check in code. There's going to be PMs that never touch the code. There's going to be PMs that talk to customers. What I'm currently doing right now is trying to work with internal customers to get it onboarded to our platform. Typically, you have a scrum or multiple scrums, depending on how many projects you're involved, where people share where they are at, if there's something that they are stuck, and then how do we solve it. Then some customers' conversations that happen, and then time to work on my projects that I'm helping the team with. So that's a typical day. If I was in the office, there's also, like, you typically go to lunch with your coworkers or with your friends. There's also Xbox lounges. So that is fun. Not that you play all the time, but you do get the opportunity to play from time to time. And there's also a lot of groups within campus that meet, for example, if you like Ultimate Frisbee or you are into playing board games or anything that you're into, there's a group of folks within Microsoft that do these kind of things. So that's always fun based on anything that you are passionate or that you like it. And I think that that's great.
It seems like there's very strong communities within Microsoft, just within the whole, like, there's clubs kind of things, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So going beyond your work at Microsoft, I've noticed that you have worked as an ambassador for organizations like NC WIT, Career Girls, If Then. So what does it mean to be a role model or an ambassador? And how can the listeners use these kinds of services or these platforms to help themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sometimes you look for people that look like yourself. Or that eat like yourself, or that speak like yourself. And so for me is, if I can bring a woman to tech, that is great. That is success. How do we reach parity? That would be great. But these organizations, what has enabled me is, how can we do more outreach?